Remember, Jesus was walking along and he said to the disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" And they were all giving some kind of an answer. And Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said something very significant. He said, "Peter, that thought did not come from you. God put that thought in your mind." And I'm sure Peter went, "Wow. God put a thought in my mind and I shared it, you know." Then later on, Jesus said, "I'm going to the cross." And Peter said, "What? Don't go." And Jesus said, "Peter, that thought came from the enemy." Now, you know what's significant about that? Peter believed that every thought that entered his mind was from himself. See, he thought he was the source and the originator of every thought that came into his mind. Where is the spiritual battle fought? Warfare, right here. And if I believe that every thought that comes in my mind originates with myself, I've had it spiritually. It's interesting. Peter did not know. But Peter gets a little bit mature, and what did he do with Ananias and Sapphira? He said, "Why have you allowed Satan to fill your heart to do this?" He could begin to discern in someone else's life where those thoughts were coming from. Ananias and Sapphira didn't. And we want to, I don't know if we have time this morning, but we'll have to cut probably the message this morning in half and do the other half tonight. But why didn't Ananias and Sapphira recognize the voice of Satan? If you don't recognize the voice of Satan, how can you resist him? Right? Isn't that true? Do this. You're here. Okay. Even if you don't agree, just do this. It encourages me.